Okay, Simon Samach Tess, Dine Tfilas Mincha. So, Beis. Iker's mana who, so we said yesterday that Tfilas Mincha is the most, I don't know, is the most important, but the most, that you most, be most careful with because it's smack in the middle of the day. Since it's smack in the middle of the day, like in the morning, so your head is clear, hopefully. And at night, you know, your day is done. Mincha is smack in the middle of your day. So, I actually was wondering for myself that maybe nowadays with our phones and our disturbances that maybe we get more schar even for Shacharis and Maariv nowadays because we're just in a steady state of disturbance. But I don't
But you
know.
would
Iker's
Mincha
ma
is still in the middle of your day, so if you're getting more for Shacharis and Maariv now, you would still get more for Mincha because it is in the middle of your day.
I'm not sure. I mean, you wake up in the morning, it's already got all the texts from your coworkers and from your employees and from your this and that to get going.
Yeah,
And
but 2 o'clock in the afternoon is definitely more busier and more stuff
saying,
going on than 9 o'clock in the morning
I hear. I hear.
or 9 o'clock at night or whatever time.
I'm just trying to get it that maybe there's more schar for Shacharis and Maariv, but you're right. This Mincha will still always be the leader.
It probably you might get more schar because there's more challenges nowadays
Right.
focusing.
Right. But you're right. But Mincha will always be the leader. Yeah, fair enough. Fine. Beis. Iker's mana, who Lamal. This is very interesting. I was actually thinking about it today because I was in Williamsburg and I wanted to get a Mincha like around 2 o'clock. You ain't getting a Mincha in Williamsburg at 2 o'clock because it's too early. They keep with this halacha that the Iker's man is 9.5 hours into the day. 9.5 hours into the day is only 2.5 hours before Shkia. Most yeshivas are davening mincha within a not within, but a half hour after chatzos, right? Which is not the Iker time. Iker time is from 9.5 hours into the day. V'hi nikras mincha ketana. That's called the small mincha. If he has to travel, right, that's the lashon of the kitzur. B'shas hadchak, then you're allowed to daven like when yeshiva's daven. That's called mincha gedoyla.
Yeah, we get the shovel that's getting.
The hemshich zmana hu lechatchila ad shor revias shor koydem alayla v'lo yoseh. And the Zman is lechatchila until 1.25 hours before the night, but not more. Meaning you're saying you should lechatchila daven mincha before plag. Kimishas mincha katana ad alayla u'shtei shoyes u'mechza. From shas mincha katana until night is 2.5 hours. V'chatzim mizeh he shoravis, and half of that is an hour and a quarter. Or b'shas atchak, you're allowed to daven until tseis. He doesn't say until shkia, right? He says you're allowed to daven mincha till tseis. Chei noigan ata b'roivik ki'ilu shemispalam mincha somach l'layla, because he's Hungarian, right? That you daven mincha close to Laila. The Mishnah Brura is the one that took on this minig, and Mishnah Brura says you can daven, you should daven mincha before shkia, b'shas atchak up until 15 minutes after shkia. But the Mishnah Brura's famous psak is better to daven b'yichidus before shkia than with a minyan after shkia. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees with that, so everybody has their own shayla. And of course, like in all other times that halacha mentions hours, it's shoyz manias. Dahinu lufi erech hayoyim mizricha sachama ad shkiyasa. We calculate the day from zricha, meaning from dawn, until shkiyah. Mischalak hayoyim the yud beis halacha, and we split the day into 12 portions. Vehayom godol yud cheshoyz. And if the day is 18 hours long, as I show mechza nechshavas l'shoah, then it's really an hour and a half is really considered a halachic hour. We're almost where it's split, right? Now the days is almost, the hours are almost perfect an hour. In another few weeks, it'll be a perfect hour, and then we start with the longer days. Kim katana, you're not allowed to begin to eat even a small suda, samach mincha katana, close to mincha katana. Right? And samach means half hour before. And if he's not kaveh himself a suda, ela sha'ichal eshoy sederach arai peiros et tavshil. All you eat temporarily is some fruit or cooked food. Afilu mechameshes mina dagon, even from the 5 grains. Yesh matirin, aval yesh lahachmer gam bazev. You should be machmer even by this. V'chein also likanis lemerchutz. Same thing. It's also to go into a bathhouse, oila stopper, or to take a haircut. Samach leminchu ketana, close to minchu ketana. Suda gedayla. Those are all suda katana. Suda gadayla could go into sudas nesuin, like a marriage, a bris milo, kadayma, also lahaskil, that's mamish, also to start. Afilu samach lemincha gadayla. You can't even start that in the afternoon, early afternoon, half hour after chatzais. Tahaino me chatzais ayam also. From chatzais it's also. Heli yam tinu atzman mincha gadayla. Then you should wait until the proper zman, v'yispalu, then daven, kaidem suda before you eat. In the base of Knesset, but if it's a place that you know they call people to shul, I mean, you have a gabbai who ragel lelech the base of Knesset and spal of tzibur, and he's ragel to go to the base of Knesset to dam tzibur, mutter lahaskel suda katana samach lemincha katana, then it's mutter to start a suda katana close to mincha katana. V'gam achar kach, and even after that, ubavach and miyach shekaren the base of Knesset, and as long as immediately after they call to the basic Knesset, Yafsik Mimashu Oisik Lispal, then you, meaning when they call you to come to Shul, you stop what you're doing. But if you don't pay attention, you ignore them for a bit, then that's not considered a reminder. That's what the Paiskim also say, that nowadays an alarm clock would work to act as a reminder, but not if you're the type of guy that snoozes the alarm clock. Right? Usu Gedoyla, Samach Lamincha Ketana, Asa Lahaskil, and Asuda Gedoyla, close to Mincha Ketana, you can't even start. Afilu Makom Shekaren LeBeis HaKnesses, even when they call you to Shul, Afilu Samach LeMincha Gedayla, Yesh LaHachmer, even Samach LeMincha Gedayla, you should be Mach. Dalit. The Tfilas Mincha Tzrichen Gamkin Atilus Yedayim Ad HaPerek. For Mincha, you need Atilus Yedayim until your wrist Gamay Latilus Shachris, the same way you need to wash your hands for Shachris. V'gavur La'el. Ba'im b'chai adam, Shulchan Aruch, Shul HaTanya, Simen Tzadibez, Marim Mokum, Vayis Chokil, V'chein L'Tfilas Mayrib, Im Hifzik Bein Mincha, same thing, if you have a break between Mincha and Mayrib, you need to wash your hands, V'chein L'Musaf, Im Hifzik Bein Shachris, Tzarech Lito Yodav, so if you have a big Kiddush between Shachris and Musaf, you'd have to wash your hands. By the way, it does not say anywhere here that you need to wash your hands with a cup. It just says you need to wash your hands. Hey, ain loymer ashrei shekodem mincha chi minyan de basic knesses. You shouldn't start ashrei before there's a minyan. Kadesh shashliach tzibur yomer hakadosh, b'sarat shliach tzibur should say the kadosh al masha amru ba'asara, on what 10 people said together. Him amru ashrei b'loy minyan. Let's say they said ashrei without a minyan. Va'achar kach nishlam a minyan. After that, the minyan was over. Yomer eiza mizmar, say a mizmar. Va'achar kach yomer shliach tzibur kadosh, and the shliach tzibur should say kadosh. Hesh shliach tzibur l'sate petalis kodem ashrei. The Shliach Tzibur should put the talis on before Ashrei, Shloi lahafzik bein Ashrei lekadosh, so he shouldn't make a hefzik between Ashrei and Kadosh. Vim loy hoyo talis ad la'achar shomer Ashrei, and if he didn't have a talis until after they said Ashrei, yisate fe yoymer eze psukim shaleim yoymer Kadosh, then he should put on the talis and then say some psukim so that the Kadosh goes on that. This is a big issue in the shuls where the rabbi speaks on Shabbos after the Sefer Torah is put away, and then they say Kadosh. There's a big break. The Kaddish is going on Ashrei. Right? So now how does the rabbi speak? And then you say a Kaddish. So that's why many places the rabbi will speak either before Kriyas HaTorah or after the Musaf.
Yeah.
But that is the issue. Fine. Vav. Imashat Chukah V'karav L'layla. If it's desperate times and it's close to night. Maskel HaShliyot Tzibim Yad Acher Kaddish Shemin Eser B'kol Ram. This is what we call Haicha Kedusha, or a short Shemana Esrei. So meaning if you're running out of time and you're not going to have time to do Chazoras HaShatz, then the Shliach Tzibur starts the Chazoras HaShatz out loud, but Tzibur lo yisfalu, and the Tzibur does not daven. Ela shomim v'ayinim ad shomer HaKol HaKodesh. They listen and they answer until it says HaKol HaKodesh. Az ayinim amen, then they answer amen, umispalim belachash, and they daven quietly. And if it's even later, that if they wait for the Shliach Tzibur to first go to the Kel HaKadosh, they won't be finished their tefillah When it's still day, then you can swallow miyad mashliyat tzibur. Then you have to be able to daven miyad with the shliyat tzibur. Belachash mila b'mila ana kel hakadosh. The toiv imefsher sheyilachol apachas echad sheyane al birchas shliyat tzibur amen. But meaning, so he's saying everybody should daven lechatchila the shemone esrei together with the chazan, right? And you say kedusha and lador v'dor, and then everybody finishes the shemone esrei. I think svardim do this lechatchila. But at least you should have one person there to answer Amen. Fine. Zion. Misha ba'al beis haknesses and what's a tzibur mispalach shemone esrei. Somebody comes to shul, and the tzibur davening shemone esrei. Mispal imam shemone esrei. He davens with them shemone esrei. V'yomer ashrei la'achar shemone esrei. And he says ashrei after shemone esrei. V'im lo yuchal ligmar shemone esrei koydim sheyava yashir tzibur l'kedusha. And if he's not able to finish shemone esrei before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha, v'im yamtin ad la'achar sheyigmar Shliach Tzibur kol shemone esrei im hakadosh yavar zman tefila. Right now, this is a halacha that many people don't know. You're not allowed to start shemone esrei if it's going to end up making you miss Kedusha or kadosh or anything like that. Right? Yeah. So, but. So yamtim v'yispal v'lachash imas shliyot tzibur. Then what you should do is then you should wait, and then daven together with the shliyot tzibur v'chazaras atfila mila b'mila word for word v'yamer imay kol nusach hakedusha, and you should say with him the whole nusach hakedusha v'gam l'dor v'dor k'mayshu oimer, and say even l'dor v'dor, just say exactly like the chazan, right? And he should finish at the same time the bracha of Akel HaKadosh and the bracha of Shemei HaTefillah.
So the whole Shemon Esrei he's saying with him, pretty much.
He doesn't have to say the red. The middle he doesn't have to, but he should
just
not.
Has to end, he has to say Shemei HaTefillah with him.
Right. So if you daven really fast and the Chazan daven really slow, and you think you could finish your Shemon Esrei, then that would be okay before the Shemei HaTefillah. That probably is better. All right, the reason why this helps is because it's a chiyuv to answer a kel kodesh shemei tefillah, but if you're saying it at the same time as the person making the bracha, then you don't have a chiyuv. All right, but if you can finish your shemona esrei, then that would be better. You should say ma'idim with him so that you should bow down with the tzibur. Rak b'yom tanis tzibur lo yomar im hashir tzibur hanenu. But if you're doing this with the shir tzibur, now it's a fast day. Don't say Hanenu Ela Aimer b'Shemei Atfila k'may Shar Yachid like any other Yachid. V'chein im roitzel l'spal ma'ir v'matzibur. If he wants to daven ma'ir with the tzibur, v'im yamtin ad achar chazar as shliach tzibur as atfila. And if you're gonna wait until shliach is gonna, meaning, let's say you come late to mincha ma'ir, and you're gonna wait until the chazan's done, you're gonna start your mincha, then they're gonna start ma'iriv. You'd start l'spal arvus b'yachidus. Then you're gonna have to daven ma'ariv b'yichidus. You spal mincha and chazar as shliach tzibur. Then do the same thing. Pim basamach l'kedusha. If you come close to kedusha, yamtin ad la'achar sheyomer shliach tzibur akel hakadosh. Wait until the shliach tzibur says akel hakadosh. V'yane amen and then answer amen. V'oz you spal and then daven. V'af sheyafsid anias amen shela'achar shemei atfila. And even if you're gonna lose the anias amen after shemei atfila, gam moedim. Better to do that than to lose Meir with the Tzibur too. But Yeheshmei Rabba though is more important. Even if you're going to miss Meir, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Because Shekain and Mashah Iveres Mizman HaMincha, and of course, if the Mizman HaMincha is going to pass, then of course, you just go together with the chazan. Now, just one thing I forgot to say, that when it says that you come late for mincha, you should start shemona esrei with the tzibur and then say ashrei later, the zayar is very not pro doing that. So you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it mitaras tefillah. You should do it mitaras saying tehillim. And I think it goes for the same thing if you skip psukah de zimra, it'd be the same thing. That you should say it mitaras tilim. Yeah. Fine. Okay, that's it, right? That's said till Zion? I think so.
Through Zion, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Everybody should have
I'm
a
gonna
fine
double
night.
check.
Stay safe.
Let me just double check that I was right. Yeah, through Zion.
All right. Zag is on everybody. A good night.